Oh, okay. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the city council meeting for the city of Bonnie Lake for August 8th, 2023. Very first thing we do is flag. So if everybody would stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please? I'm here. I cannot hear you, though.
Here.
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 Yay! Present. Here. Let the record reflect that Councilmember McClymont was running to get here on time.
Perfect. You must have been at work.
All right, there's no agenda modification.
Oh, sorry. We did make a motion to excuse Councilmember Gwen Fullerton and count. Well, that's it, I guess.
Yeah, please.
Second.
We're all here. Second. Oh, okay. And I don't believe we need any discussion on that. All in favor of excusing Councilmember Fullerton from the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let the record reflect that Councilmember Fullerton has been unanimously excused. Now, there are no agenda modifications, and seeing that there's no public hearing, we will go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for those attending virtually. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person.
Or somebody else.
And then we will move to virtual comments afterwards. You will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record. Mr. Decker, it's always ladies first. Oh.
City Council, Mr. Mayor.
It's good to be here.
My name is Beverly Proby, P-R-O-B-Y. I'm just here for a couple of things. Mr. Mayor, I've been waiting to read it or hear it announced. At the senior center, when is it going to be painted? And is it painted all throughout, including offices, kitchen, and the entire upstairs? I'd just like to know.
And
because it was brought up in May, and now we're entering almost September. We were waiting for the weather to get better, and it has. So I'm just looking to win. And the second part, I'll make it real quick. It's supposed to be a cooling and heating center. Your people are dying in the kitchen. They've gotten sick. It's hotter than Hades in there. The building itself is hot. I need to know, when are we going to have a cooling system? That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Mr. McEwen, do we have any sort of ETA on the state funds?
I have all of our projects like the high back professional. Working on those quotes right now, but not actually all of our projects.
Oh, all right. Thank you. All right. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order?
council member. I'm Danny Decker. I'm a past council member. I live at 201 70th Street, East Bonnie Lake, Washington. Police, lack of concern concerning our federal constitution. Our state schools don't teach the constitution to our children. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Yet, it is said, ignorance is bliss. Now, there's an oxymoron with a twist of intent. I believe the police academy doesn't teach the correctness of the Constitution or those at the police academy. If the police academy does teach the Constitution, teach the correctness of the Constitution, then the police do have a lack of concern for the Constitution. I do believe the Supreme Court of the United States does have and did create a conflict of reality. How so? In 1963, the Supreme Court ruled in Brady versus Maryland, in effect, the police are not allowed to deceive, mislead, lie, hold back evidence, or in any way interfere with the truth in any form before, during, or after a person has been arrested. In sick, interfere with due process. Then a surprising event occurred in 1969 at the hands of our faithful Supreme Court. In Frazier versus Culp, 1969, police may lie to the public for any reason. Judges know police lie, yet the public will be prosecuted for lying to the police. Yet the public, this thought falls under equal protection of the law. Exception, State of Washington versus Paula Sum, or Paulo Sum, same person. Minorities can lie to the police. The Caucasians lie to the police, off to jail we go for lying. Appears a separate but not equal thing. Jim Crow, a violation of the 14th Amendment occurring at this point in the Washington State versus Paula Sum. I believe that police officers that know the Constitution and discard it have a lack of concern for our Constitution and the oath of the office they have taken. I believe not all police officers have a lack of concern for the Constitution. Some, most, don't even know what the first 10 amendments are. Therefore, again, I say they need training concerning the Constitution. And I do believe that every employee that works for the city of Bonnie Lake or any other city needs training in the Constitution. As I stated earlier, schools don't teach the Constitution. They teach us nothing about it other than don't tread on me or give me liberty or give me death. What's that about? Well, I do know that you don't want death because the person who's a faithful fighter for liberty, when they're gone, what's left? Nothing. So don't die for liberty, but fight for it. Thank you very much. Oh, one thing. Oh, nope, I'll save that for next time. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order who wishes to speak? Okay, we will now move on to the virtual comments. Anybody who is virtual, you have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record. Okay, I believe that is enough time. Okay, we will, city will now disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually, and we on to committee reports. Can we hear from the Finance Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met this evening at 5 o'clock upstairs. We approved our minutes. We had a personnel update, which I believe was emailed out to the council. We had a discussion on action item AB 23-118, resolution 3175, which is an interagency agreement between Washington State Administrative Office of the Courts and Bonnie Lake Municipal Court. That should be on the consent agenda this evening. That's in regards to therapeutic court that we are currently running and have been given money from the state for. We had an open committee discussion, mostly in regards to, well, one thing was in regards to retail sales tax being down over the last 5 months. So it's continuing, essentially. And then we had another discussion in regards to the Reed property and the potential for rec program and those discussions going on with MRAC.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. Can we move on to Community Development Committee?
Senator Mayor, thank you very much. We will be meeting on August 15th, I gather, so with a lengthy agenda, no doubt. So public is welcome to that meeting. Those are no meetings.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Councilmember Swatman. Jeez, I was looking right at Councilmember McClyman's when I said
Twins. We look kind of...
All right, Councilmember Evans, you are here. Let's move on to Public Safety Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to first thank Councilmember Swatman for filling in for me tonight for finance. I was unable to attend. We didn't have anything on our agenda for this month for public safety. It is now scheduled for Tuesday, September 12th at 3:30 upstairs on the second floor.
Okay, and the record did catch that? Okay, good. All right, thank you, Councilmember Evans. Let's move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of adopting the consent agenda for August 8th, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, that would be 6-0, unanimous for the consent agenda. And we have no committee issues. So before anybody changes their mind, seeing more business, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.